Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's unbelievable story. It's pretty cool. Guess who I am? Amber Ruffin. Guess who that is? Lacey Lamar. Yay! We are sisters, but not by choice. If I could have chosen a sister, it would have been...
See, she doesn't even have a choice. It would have been me.
Oh, she's lying. I was lying. Who was I trying to think of?
I don't know who you were thinking of.
Before this is over, I will remember who I was trying to think of.
Okay, so that's going to be better than me. But go ahead.
I think it was.
Unless it's Diana Ross. Now, if you were going to say Diana Ross.
I should have. I don't know that she'd be like a great sister to have.
Oh, don't you dare.
I just feel like she'd really...
What we're not going to do is come on this show.
Okay.
And talk about Miss Ross.
Okay.
Don't you do that. I mean,
you're at the dinner table with her. There's just one pork chop left. Do you think... Who do
she
you think
is going to get... Pork, you think she's going to eat that pork chop? She's not eating... You can eat her. You can probably take the food off of her plate. Do you
That's
see
true.
How gorgeous that woman looks? She ain't eating no pork chops. She's not.
Guys, eating pork chops doesn't make you ugly.
Because try to take the last pork chop from me. You know who I am. I will cut you. Guys, what's going on here?
She will cut me.
I will fight for food. I have a t-shirt that says it. We'll fight for food.
And she means it.
I'm not going to fight you about a lot of things. But food?
But food, she will. Dr. You know I. how... Okay, this is something racist. Do you know how sometimes... Were we talking about this yesterday? Do you know how sometimes white people will be like, and then there was just one more pork chop left at the dinner table, and I ate it. And I just don't think... I don't think a lot of black families have that. I have never seen the bottom of a pot in my entire life.
You're right. You are right.
A black
mom made 85 of every... I mean, there was 3 days worth of food and everyone's eating it.
Yeah.
No, there's never who ate the last of anything.
There's never the last.
And by that time, you don't care. It mysteriously disappears and then another whatever she's going to make appears.
Yeah. There has never been... I think if...
Never.
My mom made food and we ate all of it, she would evaporate?
Yeah.
I've never seen such
now
a thing.
I am going to tell you this.
Oh.
Amber may or may not have been here. You might have been out of the country. I'm not going to say any names, but someone came to visit and my mom made her famous shrimp gumbo. This person ate the whole pot. And if you think I'm lying, I'm not lying.
Who ate it? It wasn't
I'm
me.
Not saying any names. Mom, she's out there. Mom, you're listening. She talks about it. To this day.
Write down who ate it.
They ate it. Here. Like. Amber's making me. Ate it like it was a personal bowl. And even I came into the room and mom goes, it's gone. It's gone. And stormed down the hall. Now this person ain't big. If you bring up this incident, she'll talk about it for 3 days straight. Sometimes I just like to bring it up to see the rage.
The rage is
because
fresh.
Black rage about food is no. If I cook and make some gumbo, is not a 10-minute recipe.
Yeah.
My mom made gumbo. It was in a pot. And this person, and it wasn't in her army pot. You know, I always call that.
Yeah.
It was in a big pot. It wasn't that huge army, but it was
a good size pot.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
Gone.
But also, that person is an eater.
That person
can't eat. Can maybe out-eat you.
Yes, they could. And that's a rare.
And Lacey
haven't
is
met a person that can eat more than me. But yeah. Yeah. So anyway. Okay.
But so if you see Teresa Ruffin,
ask her about that gumbo incident.
Because I ain't saying shit.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Guys, recently I got an email. Now, usually I'll get like emails every once in a while that are like, do you want to go to the opening of this, like, you know, art thing or this, a premiere of this movie or, you know, something like that. But I got an email that was like, do you want to go on a free trip to the Bahamas? And I was like, fuck yes. So I'm silently reading this email. Me and Lacey are sitting at the same table and I look up to Lacey. And I go,
now she knew.
I go, Lacey, do you want to fly on a private jet?
Before she could get out where, when, how, whatever. No. I said, no, absolutely not. No. Don't care where it is. No. Ask someone else.
And she was right.
She knew.
It was a floopy flight. It was a pretty floopy flight. Guys.
I just became well enough. And that's because I sat next to a wonderful lady, a therapist.
Oh, tell them what happened.
So I had to fly.
Well, first off, Lacey is a horrible flyer.
Mm-hmm. Horrible, horrible.
Like screaming, but screaming like this. Oh, geez. Oh, God. Oh, like that.
Yeah.
During a flight.
It's bad.
It's a lot.
Let me give you an example. I was flying one time from Omaha to Houston. The airplane was as small as a Mini Cooper. It was tiny. And we hit a little bit of turbulence and my laptop flew off of my lap and skidded all the way to the cockpit door. And I am been crying the whole flight and I get up, but I crawl to the door. And the whole time I'm like, oh Jesus, oh God, save Jesus. And I'm crying. And then I clutch the laptop to my chest and I crawl backwards and I'm crying and I'm crying and I'm crying and I sit down. I told this story a million times. And by the time I told Amber about it, she goes, why did you crawl? And I said, no one asked me that. And I don't know. Now I'm really embarrassed. So we did look up crying crazy lady on an airplane. I tried to see if someone recorded me because I would have recorded me. I didn't find myself. But anyway, that's how bad of a flyer I am.
It's pretty bad.
So I was flying from Omaha, Nebraska to New York. I always give the speech to the person next to me. If I don't know them, I go, I am so sorry for what you are about to see and hear. I can't stop it and it's going to be bad. I have always sat next to the kindest people. I've never sat to anyone who didn't let me squeeze their hand because the hand is coming. I'm going to try it. Let me do it. I can't stop it. I reach out and I grab. And everyone has always held my hand and they've always tried to talk me through it. This lady said, you're going to be fine. I'm a therapist. And she talked me through all these exercises to do. And I've been on maybe 3 or 4 flights since. And I'm telling you, changed my life. Amber, tell them how good of a flyer I am now.
Guys, she didn't make one noise. I couldn't freaking believe it. She's doing these little exercises and she really doesn't. She's not crying. She doesn't seem like she's about to lose it. Mm-hmm. I'm not wondering whether or not I'm going to have to wrestle her to the ground at some point.
Guys, I could have been not winning.
Me and Lacey wrestling, I'm not winning. So she was perfect. So she's not going to get on this jet. So I call my friend Christina Anthony, who's my old friend from Chicago. I've known her for 1,000 years. And I'm like, girl, there's a private jet full of, I'm guessing, like, kind of celebrities. I don't know. I don't know what their list is. There's a group of celebrities going to the Bahamas on a private jet and to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Atlantis, the resort. So I'm like, I think this is a black thing because there's black performers. Both performers are black and one's a gospel singer. So I thought, oh, this is for black people. And they called me because I'm a black person. So Christina and I show up at the weird little airport and we are the only black people.
Now that I did not know.
Yes, it's us. Like, gosh, like Katie Couric, Tony Danza, that guy I love from Manifest, Skylar from Pitch Perfect. Fucking, it's
extra white people.
It's Carolina Herrera. Is that right? That's not right. It's a bunch of freaking people. It's like 2 very famous designers. The lady from Marquesa, Adrian Brody's on this mug.
I did not know. Oh, yes.
It is just the oddest group of us. So there's this big, long list of disparate celebrities and me. And we have the best time of all time. We get on this private jet. Everyone knows that this is silly. We are all laughing and having fun and everybody's talking to each other and are very, very cute. And we land and we go to dinner and they have us, you know, seated. There's a seating chart. And so we sit at our designated table with Katie Couric. And guess what?
I love Katie Couric.
She's my best friend now. And she was so silly.
She's been my best friend.
What? No.
She has.
No.
She sent me makeup and you know it.
She did send her makeup and that's true.
We're best friends.
They're anyway, best friends.
Everybody knows.
So we had the most fun and we made like a million new friends.
Amber, how was the flight? That's the most important question.
The flight was less than desirable.
Would I have made it?
You would not have made it. Lacey, you would not have made it.
I know.
Because you know how at some point when you're on an airplane, the airplane is just going and you don't really feel like you're on an airplane. You know how when you're in a car, you know you're in a car. You always know. This was like that, where it just was never really stable. It was always a little bumpy.
It was bumpy the whole way.
But like floopy. Like
just thinking about it makes me sick.
So the moral of the story is everybody on that trip is now someone I absolutely love.
I love it.
Everybody was kinder than kind. We're at the beach with these motherfuckers. We're at a gospel brunch where B.B. Winans was the singer. Okay, B.B. Winans was the headliner of the gospel brunch. And then we're looking and we're like, is that?
Oh, no.
Who sings? We fall down, but we get up. Donnie McClurkin.
Oh.
Donnie McClurkin was there. So it's like me and Christina, we're black. All of these white people. And it's B.B. Winans and Donnie McClurkin.
Really? I can't believe
you guys, do you even care?
And Christina's been on the podcast.
Christina has been on the podcast.
So y'all tune in and go back to that one.
Yeah, go back to that one and see the fool that I brought with me. We had so much fun. Okay, that's it. If you want to see pictures of it, go to my Instagram. Oh my God. Yeah, you can see pictures of this. Go to the Instagram. I'm probably Amber Ruffin on Instagram.
Amber, did you wear a sexy swimsuit? That's what the listeners really want to know. Were your legs out?
My legs were out and I could have thrown up every time I looked down. And saw two gross, lumpy, yellow legs. I was disgusted.
That's not the answer that I was looking for. But anyway, guys, her legs were out. She was looking sexy.
Also, at that thing, I wore a little jumpsuit with a cutout. And I never, ever am naked in any way whatsoever.
She's not.
And I was at work at the Wiz. And Deborah Cox comes up to me and is like, I saw you in a cutout. She wouldn't leave it alone. She knows I hate being naked.
Amber Ruffin,
and she was like, I saw a whole diamond of your midsection.
I love it. I love it.
And she kept teasing me.
I haven't seen Amber's shoulders since 2015.
My shoulders are between me and the Lord. That's
meanwhile,
me and Jesus. I know. You can't get no clothes on lazy.
Shoulders be out.
Okay, sorry. We love you very bad. This was this week's unbelievable story, but also like a bunch of other shit. If you want to listen to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show ad-free, then become a big money diamond player, my player. We love you.
Bye-bye.
Ba-boom.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.